Hello, and welcome to the Policy and Perspective podcast from Mathematica Policy Research. I'm Christopher Trenholm, Senior Vice President and Director of Health Research here at Mathematica. I'm joined today by my friend and colleague, Judy Bigby, to talk about the role of public health programs in an era of healthcare reform. Judy, thanks for joining me in this conversation.
Thank you, Chris.
Judy, so what has been the traditional role of public health programs, and what impact do you expect the ACA to have on that?
So, Chris, the impact or the role of public health has been very broad, and much of what public health does is behind the scenes. The Flint water crisis with the lead is a good example of how people don't think about the role of public health to make sure we have clean air and clean water and protects all of the population, not just some segments of the population. But public health has traditionally also played a role in ensuring that those who are uninsured and underinsured gain access to necessary medical services. So a significant proportion of the resources devoted to public health go toward delivering medical services. As the Affordable Care Act has been implemented, more and more people are gaining insurance, especially in states that chose to expand Medicaid, but also because of the exchanges and the availability of subsidized insurance plans. So as more people gain access to health insurance, there will be less of a need for some public health programs that have provided medical services. Some of these include, screening programs for cancer or some services for people with HIV/AIDS, for example.
So, Judy, how do we assess the effect that the ACA is having?
Well, I think it's important for health departments to understand who are the populations they are serving and what kind of medical services they're providing for those populations, and then assess whether or not those people are likely to be served by insurance that they can gain because of the Affordable Care Act. So the first thing they want to do is to look at the population who are using their programs and understand who they are, what their ages are, what their income levels are, and whether they're insured. They also want to understand, well, what services are they delivering to those people that are basically medical services. They then want to understand how the populations who are using those services are similar to the populations who are going to be eligible for Medicaid, and they want to understand which of those services are going to be covered by the Medicaid program or by the health plans that are available on the exchange. Once they do that, they can do an estimate of what populations are likely to be able to move out of public health programs to the more comprehensive care that they would get through Medicaid and insurance plans on the exchange.
Mm-hmm. And now, what do you see as the role of public health agencies now that we're in this post-ACA era?
Well, public health can play a significant role in helping to achieve some of the other goals of healthcare reform, that is to provide better health, improve health, and at lower costs. As more healthcare systems that are integrating across different types of medical providers look at the role of managing population health, for example, they need to remember that public health agencies have a trained workforce like community health workers and other bridge workers who understand how to work with communities, how to do outreach, how to identify resources in the community that can help people better engage in their health care. So rather than accountable care organizations or other integrated systems reinventing the wheel and training their own community health workers, there's an excellent opportunity to partner with public health and use them as a resource to help them do a better job of population health management. There are also some services that have been shown to be more effectively delivered by public health programs, such as widespread flu vaccination and that sort of thing. So public health agencies will not be going away.
So given where we are now, Judy, where do you see the public health community going? What do you see as the next steps for the programs, the agencies?
Well, as I said, I think the most important thing is to realize that public health has a broad role to play. The resources that are used right now for medical services should be repurposed to help strengthen the public health infrastructure, and medical providers should not forget the role that public health agencies can play in improving the health of the population.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thank you, Chris.
For more information on Mathematica's work, please visit our website at www.mathematica-mpr.com. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Policy and Perspectives from Mathematica Policy Research.